Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
I can't do it.
Morning, kids. It's your pal Beppy Crespan. Hope you're all well. I host a little show on Sunday mornings. Oh, probably well before you get up and get on with your day. And I thought I'd step in and maybe give you a flavor of some of the typical sounds you might hear on the Beppy Crespan Presents radio program today. So, in the next hour or so, we have music from More Than Human Records recording artist Kemper Norton, Emma Hendricks, John Oswald, a.k.a. Plunderphonics, Negative Land, Rupert Lally, and Espen J. Jorgensen. Some favorites of mine. Group 49, hopefully. Tunnels of Ah, featuring Head of David vocalist Stephen Ah Burrows. And right now, this is Zev. Brand new music from his Handful of Elements release on Cold Spring Records out of the UK. Justin, thank you for sending this along. This is Zev on UBC Radio CITR FM 101.9.
CITR FM 101.9
Vancouver.
You've just been listening to New Zev from Handful of Elements. New release for him. This is UBC Radio CITR FM 101.9 right now. Stephen Burrows, formerly of Head of David, new solo project Tunnels of Awe. This is Crush the Heads of Scorpions on UBC Radio CITR. A shout out to Quentin Scott. Who's currently prepping his son's dinner. So you know he's not North America. Anyway, Quentin, thanks for listening into the show. This is, again, UBC Radio CITR. And I'm Bepi Crespan. This is UBC Radio CITR FM 101.9. I'm Bepi Crespan. I host a little program on Sunday mornings from 7 to 9. Busted. I'll be right back.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the West End at
212 Productions Limited, The Baker and the Chef, Bang on T-shirts, Bistrude Records, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, Dunleavy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattoo, Fortune Sound Club, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Perch, Project Space, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
If you reject him, you will reject his word. If you
don't reject
him,
me,
you will accept his word.
And do not reject my work. Hey, it's Beppe Crespin once again. Thanks for tuning in this morning. As I was mentioning, I host a little program on Sunday mornings that, again, you're probably still under the covers, sniffing your sheets, and haven't got a whole lot of energy to listen into. So here I am on a blustery Tuesday morning, playing a lot of the styles and styles of the music I would normally play on Sunday mornings. And I'm glad you're tuning in and hopefully enjoying yourself. In that last set, we heard from More Than Human Records recording artist Kemper Norton from a four-song EP that Mr. Norton has put out, a track called SO4. We also had Tunnels of again, Stephen Burrows from Head of David and some solo work he's got on the go, Crush the Heads of Scorpions from his Lost Corridors release. Zev started the set off, and right now we have Emma Hendricks, a local composer that I'm really grooving to the last couple of months here. I uncovered and discovered some of her work on a compilation, a 3-CD compilation set that Co-op Music was involved with in some way, shape, or form, that we had and probably still have on the playlist here. And Emma was kind enough to send me some of her material for review and play on CITR. So thank you very much, Emma, if you're listening in this morning. We are listening to a track of hers called Divine Reception, and I do not want to stray too far from the music, because it's a good one. We do have Plunderphonics, Negative Land, and our friends Rupert Lally and Espen J. Jorgensen from their This Is Art release coming up in about 20 minutes time. So back to the tunes here. Emma Hendricks, Divine Reception. This is UBC Radio CITR. Happy Tuesday to you.
Be an individual in yourself.
She is trouble.
Introducing today's extra strength, Tough Pain.
I left the thermos hooked to my saddle.
You can cut that meat as thick as you like. You can cut that meat as thin as you like. You're going to get perfect results each and every time. You can cut that meat as thick as
devil, you
like. You can cut that meat as thin as you like.
I'm sorry, I don't have any
perfect results each and every time.
Well, they think of everything, don't they?
Is it good to be home?
They read our minds very well. Home
anything else I want. If I cooperate, is that it?
Sunday.
If I cooperate, is that it?
Tuesday.
Turned out to be a lovely day, didn't it?
Wednesday.
If I cooperate, is that it?
Thursday.
My, it turned out to be a lovely day.
Friday.
It's about $4 a pound. When you buy it in bulk, it's $2 a pound. When you buy chicken in the small pack, it's about $6 a pound.
Your friends and your help. This program isn't something I dreamed up on the beach one day. It's truly the result of my life experiences.
And we wanted to know why that happened and how can we stop it.
I said, sir, do you know television? Do you know television? Do you know television? Do you know television?
I could keep talking for 30 hours.
Sounds absolutely fascinating.
We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. Do you really mean that?
So in other words, I'd start half a second late.
Don't you think you really want to say July over the snow? Isn't that the fun of it?
If you can make it almost when that shot disappears, it'll make my...
I think it's so nice that you see a snow-covered field and say every July peas grow there.
One writer might do it this way. The peas plan that ends vegetable wars forever. The green giant, who is just about as big as a corn and pea man can get, has a plan that guarantees peas on earth forever.
Okay, this is 11, second half.
We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. We aren't even in the fields, you see.
Peas on earth forever.
We're talking about them growing and she's picked them.
Yeah.
What?
Peas on earth, goodwill towards men. According to his plan, you just reach for a can of plump green giant peas. They're so sweet and tender that the worst vegetable hater in the family will surrender and nobody will call it appeasement. Get some from your good old grocer, like now.
I don't understand you then. What must be over for July?
When we get out of that snowy field.
When I was out, we were onto a can of peas, a big dish of peas when I said in July.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, always. I'm always past that. Yes, well, that's about where I say in July.
Now we need something to bring the bones and stones of this verbalization to life. We need to find a video brilliancy of enormous power and clarity, a pictorial flash like a burst of heat lightning to illuminate the central concept.
We were onto a can of peas, a big dish of peas when I said in July.
The big green jewel of the vegetable kingdom.
Yes, well, that's about where I say in July.
There will be other pictures in the commercial illustrating secondary claims, which add dimension and depth, or which add mood and feeling. But these will swing out from this video like a man's cape swings out from his shoulder.
Yes, always.
Once arrived at, this video will become a sine qua non of your reality campaign.
You emphasize a bit in July.
Why? That doesn't make any sense. Sorry. There's no known way of saying an English sentence in which you begin a sentence with in and emphasize it. Get me a jury and show me how you can say in July and I'll go down on you. That's just idiotic, if you'll forgive me by saying so. That's just stupid. In July. I'd love to know how you emphasize in and in July. Impossible. Meaningless.
I think all they were thinking about was that they didn't want to.
He isn't thinking.
You never knew a pea could be like this. Dewy sweet, June morning fresh, and overflowing with full pea flavor.
Wilson, can we just have one last...
Yeah?
It was my fault. I said in July. If you can leave every July.
You didn't say it. He said it. Your friend. Every July?
This is no ordinary pea.
No, you don't really mean every July. But that's bad copy. It's in July. Of course it's every July.
Try to be real cheery at the beginning. Yeah. Like, real cheery. These are all formula type things.
All right, gentlemen, this is take 15.
We know a certain fjord in Norway, near where the cod gather in great shoals. There, Jan Stangeland.
Fraction more on that shoals thing, because you roll it around very nicely.
Yeah, roll it around and I have no more time. You don't know what I'm up against.
Because the clients are walking in at 4. Oh, we have to have a semi-mix, so you got 100
I think the hopeful tone you're doing is better called the hopeful suggestion.
Because Findus freeze the cod at sea and then add a crumb crisp. Ooh, crumb crisp coating. That's tough, crumb crisp coating. I think, no, because of the way it's written, you need to break it up because it's not as conversationally written. What?
Take crumb out.
Take crumb out. Good.
Every corpus has a purpose.
Norway. Fish fingers in Norway. Fenders in Norway.
Slippy slide, gooey grind.
Norway.
Fish fingers.
Fish fingers.
Fish fingers.
Fish fingers.
Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers. Fish fingers.
The New York Post is keeping the sizzle, but adding the New York Post is keeping the sizzle, but adding the sizzle.
That's it. Let's settle down to a playback. Let's just playback.
Too much directing around here.
Because it's full of things that are only correct because they're grammatical, but they're tough on the ear. You see, this is a very wearying one. It's unpleasant to read. Unrewarding.
It has the common touch without being or sounding patronizing. If you are writing about baloney, don't try to make it Cornish hen, because that is the worst kind of baloney there is. Just make it darn good baloney.
Here under protest is beef burgers.
I'll start with a steak.
Something to drink with that.
Yeah, give me an extra light.
That's the extra light beer by Pabst?
Yeah, that's right.
The one with just 70 calories?
Pabst.
That's good. They probably won't like that. You know, we'll have several for them.
Beef burgers.
You know, all to yourself, John.
Beef burgers. We know a little place in the American Far West where Charlie Briggs chops up the finest prairie-fed beef and tastes. This is a lot of shit, you know that.
I'll have the $5.95 all-you-can-eat steak special.
One all-you-can-eat steak special. While you're waiting, perhaps you'd like to visit our complimentary salad bar and fill up on lettuce.
I'll wait for the steak.
Feel free.
I want to get that up. You gotta get the lettuce.
You want one more? Yeah. More on what beef?
You missed the first beef, actually, completely.
What do you mean, missed it?
You're emphasizing prairie-fed.
But you can't emphasize beef. That's like he's wanting me to emphasize in before July. Come on, fellas, you're losing your heads. I wouldn't direct any living actor like this in Shakespeare. Well, you do this. It's impossible.
Orson, you did six last year, and by far and away the best, and I know the reason.
The right reading for this is the one I'm giving you. I spent 20 times more for you people than any other commercial I've ever made. You are such pests. Now, what is it you want in your depths of your ignorance? What is it you want? Whatever it is you want, I can't deliver because I just don't see it.
That was absolutely fine. It really was. You
isn't worth it. No money is worth it.
That's good. That's good. It'll be a good spot.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
The noise that we call music, but your parents just call noise. This is Rupert Lally, and you are listening to University of British Columbia Radio, CITR FM 101.9 Vancouver, and on the web at citr.ca.
New music now from their This Is Art release. Rupert Lally and Espen J. Jorgensen. This is UBC Radio CITR FM 101.9. We have some more Tunnels of Ah. And possibly some Group 49 to take us to 11:30. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you for making CITR part of your day.
CITR FM 101.9.
Vancouver.
Knowledge.
Check it out. I found that canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, nourishing radio.
Oh. So watery, and yet there's a smack of ham to it.
Sleepwalking, I am waiting.